Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verses 11 through 13. So what we have going on here is that Judah is being attacked by a great multitude. Armies coming out of several different countries, and they've all teamed up to come fight against Judah. And when it was told King Jehoshaphat, hey, all these multitudes of people are coming against us, the first thing he did was to say, let's go before the Lord. Rather than acting in our own strength and our own might and making haste, he makes haste with his feet, errs, right? We have an incredible example that's really speaking to me. And we're going to look at these verses here. So in verse 11, and I'll, by the way, you may want to read the verses leading up to it. It's really cool because King Jehoshaphat, in his prayer, in his plea with God, he reminds God of what God has done, his faithfulness in the past and how he spared them and how, you know, he had favor on them. And he, in verse 11, he says, behold, I say how this group, these people, how they reward us to come cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. So what he's saying is that in the past, they hadn't bothered this people. They hadn't wiped them out. They had left them alone and let them live, these peoples around Israel and Judah. And so he says, look how they reward us. Look what they're coming to do. They're coming to take what you have given us. It belongs to you. It's not ours anyway. It's all yours, which I find a great lesson right there to be reminded that, hey, you know what? If I lose something, it's not really mine. It's what God has given me. So, you know, the King Jehoshaphat says, hey, they come to take the possession, the reward that you've given us to inherit. Verse 12, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Wow. We don't know what to do. I mean, and isn't that true of all of us? We have problems. We have challenges. You know, but we don't know what to do. We're crying. We've got to cry out to God for wisdom. It reminds me, if I can remember it right, of Dad, my father, shortly after he gave his life to Jesus. And there was this prominent lawyer who said, you know, you Christians, you guys are just a bunch of, you know, it's like you use religion as a crutch. And Dad said, even at that young age, he had the wisdom to realize, he said, you know, the only difference is that we know that we need a crutch. We know that we need help. We know that we can't do it upon us. We know that we can't do it on our own, that we're not all gods. You know? We know that there is one God. And yes, we call upon him, the creator of heaven and earth. And so, you know, isn't this great reminder for me that to cry out to God and to recognize that I need wisdom. I need wisdom from above. If I'm going to be the father I need to be, if I'm going to be the husband that I want to be, if I'm going to be the leader that I've been called to be, I've got to cry out for wisdom and get on my knees and recognize where it comes from. And then in verse 13, it says, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. They stood. I think about that verse. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. And so, you know, that is our message this morning. You know, may God help me. May God help each of us. Let's remember what God has done. Let's remember whose it all belongs to in the first place. Our family, our children. God has given it to us. So this is God's problem. It's not just ours. We're not in this alone. Let's cry out to him and let's recognize our place in all of this. And then in our next devotion, I can't wait to pick back up and see what God does, the great deliverance that he brings. And there are some really cool lessons in this next part, but I'm going to focus for today just on this. Father, I pray that you would just help me to take a moment to be still and know that you are God. You are the creator of heaven and earth. And you bring about deliverances, Father. And we need a deliverance. We each, Father, each of us in our life have our own challenges, have our own hardships that we're going through. We need you, God, and we cry out. And we recognize that. We're desperate for you, Father. Show yourself strong in our behalf, Father, so that you may be glorified, Father. Please be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes on my podcast on iTunes. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. Please feel free to leave us feedback. You can also go to our blog, beacatalyst.com. We will find this plus other resources. All right, let's go out there and have a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic day. God bless.